Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Seven after the hour. It's Monday, the 14th of June, almost halfway through the sixth month of the year 2021 on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, D of DJV. Jennifer Horn is here, and Jay Kirshner, both the Jays, and Victoria Keelan as well, to work through, understand, do a little texturalizing, putting things into it's context. Yeah, that's a good word for it. The fact that Joe Biden and the G7 meeting took a lot of oxygen out of the room this weekend, appropriately so. Looks like we're working on the Chinese and the Russians individually and collectively, right, Jennifer? It looks like there's a focus here on both of them. The first meeting was with Russia, the Russians. I was trying to figure out, looking, because the president met with the queen also, right? And she wanted to know what was going on with Putin. She seemed very alert.
He hasn't met with Putin yet. That's,
I thought Putin's, there was some kind of video conference or something with the two.
The G7 does not. It used to be the G8, which would have included Vladimir Putin, but it's the G7 now. He's out. Yeah. So he hasn't met with him yet. He did have tea with the queen. Yeah. And that was a big deal because it was the first time many people had really seen her publicly since Philip had passed away. So I know a lot of people are looking and seeing her. And
how old is she now?
93.
What do
we
say?
I think she's 93.
She's pretty amazing, my gosh.
Yeah, she's got a lot of starch, man. Yeah. Yeah, she really does. So anyway, the discussion with the Russians, have there been, the idea, not just from America, but from people all around the world, the G7 represents.
And she's 95, by the way.
95,
okay. Yeah. I'm even more impressed.
Yeah, right. So this group had a summit, EIEIO. The Russians have to take action, so they say. Will the Russians pay attention is the question. All of these things are pounding your fist on the table. You got to do this, that. But people like Putin don't do anything unless they're cornered, unless they're put into a position where they have to do what is being demanded of them or else.
I think in words are really important. I mean, it's the first step, but what are the actions? And I think that's what is going to be telling, because unfortunately, I think anybody who has been bullied on a playground knows that usually the bully doesn't go away until he gets punched in the nose. And so what is going to be the acceptable nose punch?
Or hit somewhere else a little lower.
Yeah, right? And is it going to be enough? Because it's really easy this is what I was thinking about yesterday when I was going through all the news. It's very easy to talk about China, and it's very easy to talk about Russia and to talk about it in a certain way.
Talk is cheap.
I'm not going to be critical of people for talking tough, because I think it's a good step in the right direction. But what happens next, and what's meaningful? And there's a fine line between kicking in the right spot and making sure that you don't hit off a full conflict in the world. And so, what is that sweet spot that is going to be good for America, that's going to be good for our allies, and that is going to punish our adversaries also without creating such a huge conflict that you can't come back from it? And it's a tough space, because I think it's easy for everybody to armchair quarterback that, but it is a tough decision to make. I think if you are the leader of this country, I don't care if you were Trump a year ago or at this time or Biden right now. I mean, it's a tough decision to make as to where you're supposed to go.
I think one good thing that's come from that they're going to talk about when they're in person, but one of the messages that has come from Russia leading up to this is, because everyone is looking at Russia for all the ransomware stuff. And so Putin actually expressed willingness to hand over cyber criminals to the U.S., which is, that's a big move. And if he actually
does that.
But
how do we know they're really handing those guys over?
If our intelligence is able to track down and get specifically to Darkseid and Reval and these groups, then, if we can get somebody from that group and try them here, I think that is a big step.
The problem is that Putin said that, but he also said it would be on a reciprocal basis. So this is not Putin coming out and saying, oh, yeah, I'm going to work with the United States and hand over all of our criminals. No, this
I expect everything would be a negotiation. Yeah, it's not a freebie.
What do we have that they want?
The idea of negotiating with Russia over cyber crimes doesn't appeal to me. Yeah, mm-hmm. We should not be relieving any more sanctions. Biden already relieved sanctions. We should not be doing
that. All right, what sanctions do we have against China? That's item number one for me. The Russians are two, or maybe it's 1A and 1B. But the G7 also approaching the problem of China. And I thought Biden sort of danced around whether it came from a bat or whether it came out of a laboratory without saying it was done deliberately, which is, in my mind, what is the real serious issue.
Well, we don't
it's
have
not an issue
that
for
yet,
me.
Though. Well, yeah. We kind of for you, do, but because we're running. But if here's the thing. If you're the president and you don't have evidence, you can't make that statement yet.
Our country,
I think, does, because Mike Pompeo, who was the Secretary of State for President Trump, went on with Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday this weekend and talked about the pile of evidence 100 feet high that the origin of the COVID virus came from China. So
we know where it came from, but the deliberate, did it escape or was it released deliberately?
They're not even saying that. They're still playing with the idea that it came from a bat. I mean, whether it was deliberate or not, it came from the dang lab. Everybody knows it. There's evidence and a defector in U.S. custody right now that came into custody under the Biden administration. And so it is questionable to me why they threw out the investigation from before. I know there's been some talking points about they wanted their own thing. I get it. But why did they throw out the investigation? Why haven't we heard about the defector for 3 months now that they've had in custody that has been telling them that this was a leak that came out of that
lab? You're talking about our government has these.
Our government has it. And they got it under Biden. So, I mean, the evidence, if there was mounting evidence 100 feet high of this when Trump left office and then Biden got that and more as president, why throw out these reviews? Why now just call for a 90-day review of what happened? Why keep continuing this stupid idea from Dr. Fauci who keeps doubling down on the fact that it could have come from a bat? I mean, why? Why is that the message?
Because it protects
interests,
whether they be personal or our own national interests. There are so many in terms of government, but the government is supposed to be working with or protecting the business interests of Americans, and there are a lot of business interests. Certainly, if you look at where things are made, and you know, clothing, it doesn't make a difference, whatever it is, hardware, it's all made there. And so what do you do for the companies? Again, we're back to incentivizing. Things go slowly in Washington, no question about that. But how slowly, how much more slowly do they go and continue to do us damage? Because it sure as heck is not good for us in the long run to be doing all the business that we are with China. It's just not good for us.
If you believe the report, these new variants that are popping up out of nowhere are variants that they're creating to try to provide evidence that it went back to the bat. So if you believe the reporting that's come out over the last month or so, all of the new variants that are coming are not created in nature. They're continuing to be created. So is that intentional? Is it accidental? I don't know. It just
all right. So Jay, how much of this stuff is trending in terms of, we have a lot of things that trend that are entertainment oriented, but in terms of the things, the focus on China, especially the Russians, do we have, are people digging around in depth? Are they analyzing stuff like this?
Here's the sad thing. On Twitter and Instagram, not so much. Facebook, yes, but it's more what's trending are people regurgitating opinions of others. Nobody really seems to read further than headlines.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think that's a young, that's an age thing.
Even.
It's an age thing. I think that you see that with Twitter and Instagram. That's a younger crowd that use that, and maybe it's the headlines or whatever it is. They dig deeply in.
Yeah, but the problem, though, is there are multiple studies that show that older people are the ones who spread more misinformation than younger people
because
they're not reading the whole story.
Yeah, and that's the thing that's happening on
Facebook.
Nobody's
reading the whole
story. Facebook is garnered towards an older audience.
All right, so Joe Biden is in Brussels now. How long does this summit with this is the EU summit put together with the G7s. So, what, a couple of days? And as the first trip overseas for him. He knows, but all these people he knows, right? Because when he was vice president, it's not like these people are strangers to him or he hasn't had conversation with them before. And then I see this meeting.
He's at NATO right now. So it was the G7 right. This weekend, NATO now, and then Putin, and then home.
Right. So he's also had has he had a conversation with anybody about what's going on in Turkey? That seems to be something that is, especially the NATO alliance, is not. How does Turkey fit into all that? I guess that's probably the question.
Turkey's making it pretty clear that they are an ally and they want to, you know, ease some tensions. And we're not really in a great place with Turkey. So, and especially when Biden was the first president to acknowledge the Armenian genocide, that pissed off Turkey a lot. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's going to probably be maybe some tense discussions there, too.
Well, welcome to a new week. And tensions galore. And so we work through a lot of the stuff. Maybe in the next half hour we'll talk about Israel and Netanyahu not being in charge anymore and who is in charge, ever heard of his name, that sort of thing. Plus, there are other things that are going on that I think, well, there's always lots going on. So we'll have a conversation about it here, including the things that are trending with Jay. And the winner of our Father's Day contest, week two, is coming up here, 17 after the hour. It's time now for you to think about how you're doing in the world of the economy 2021 style. How's your credit score? If it's low, you could be kept from getting a lot of things. How are you doing with your credit cards? Do you want and need a new credit card? How about a new job? A lot of people are applying for jobs, but they don't get them because they got a low credit score. So if you have a headache and you want to take care of it with a better credit result, better credit scores, here's the information that you need. It's from creditrepair.com, by the way. If you've had any kind of denial at all, and it's because of your credit, then you need to call creditrepair.com. Or go online, obviously, creditrepair.com. Their number is 800-652-6132. So either way, you'll get good treatment, strong. It's a very interesting scenario. You get a free credit report and your score, and you'll find out over the phone what creditrepair.com can do to help improve your score. Again, the evaluation is free, so call them to fix your credit and move ahead. 800-652-6132, not available in all states.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
DQ presents, picture this. Picture the Girl Scout Thin Mints Blizzard. You see two iconic treats blending together in a mesmerizing swirl of pieces of Thin Mints cookies, cool mint, and world-famous DQ soft serve. You smile the biggest smile you've ever smiled. It's a double smile because your two favorites, DQ and Girl Scout Thin Mints, are together in one delicious treat. And the only reason you stop smiling is so you can start eating. The Girl Scout Thin Mints Blizzard, exclusively at DQ. Get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ. Happy tastes good.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Twenty-three after the hour now, it's the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay with the winner of our contest, week number 2. So we'll tell you about who that winner is. And the passing of a very important character actor has a lot of people's attention. We'll get to that, too, right after this.
It's like I blinked, and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit usps.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
There's a lot of talk about getting back to the way things were. But what does that mean? Does it mean getting back to feeding our community? Is it about getting back to moving Earth? Or planting the seeds of the future? For the folks who run with us, there is no going back. Because they've never stopped working towards a better tomorrow. Together, we run forward. Nothing runs like a deer. Learn more at johndeere.com.
Da-da-da-da-da. Wait a minute. Do we have to give this the proper treatment? The big winner is... Oh, I just blew on my kazoo and dust came out of it.
Huh. Oh, no. Okay.
All right. So, we have...
Out of practice for 2 weeks.
We decided, Jay, that we were going to have a winner based on pictures that were sent to us, put all of the pictures or all the names into a hat, more or less, and randomly we're going to select one of the people. And so you stuck your hand into the hat. Who came out?
Rick Geisler. That is who came out. It was a gorgeous picture of him and his daughter
cute.
And his yeah, and in his post he said, "I have to nominate myself. She's too young to use Facebook."
It's very cute.
Yeah. Right. And where is he from?
I do not know.
Oh, don't they have to tell us where they're from when we choose them? No, I'd like
I
to
guess
know.
I guess once
well,
we contact
well, when
them, right?
I, yeah, once yeah. I message him and get all
right,
of
his
right, information.
It all comes on social media. Yep, very cute. Is that a boy or a girl in the picture? Looks
a
like
girl.
I mean, she got pink
He's
eyes.
He's a girl, Dad.
Yeah, really. All right, so Rick, congratulations. Good for you. You're going to get the prize package from the works. You get the skill saw that's electrically powered. You got a power washer, electrically powered, one of the many things they have in the catalog at works.com, W-O-R-X. So, we have another contest this week. What do we have to do in order to choose a winner? What are people going to have to do to come up with a prize package this week, Jay?
So go to our social media, Facebook or Instagram, at DJV Show. This will start at 12 noon today. So, you know, 12 noon today is when it starts. And tell us how your Father's Day celebrations will be different. What you did last year versus what you're going to be doing this year.
We all shut in last year, right?
Yeah. Were you able to do anything? Were you able to get with your dad or have a celebration for yourself or anything? Maybe there is a big change. You had a new baby, or maybe you sadly suffered a loss. Get in on this. Anybody can. Dads, father figures, single moms, all of it. Just tell us that, and you can win this Works Father's Day Tools Prize Pack, complete with a Nitro 40-volt circular saw and the Works 1600 PSI electric pressure washer.
Cool stuff. All right, not so cool is the passing of a very, very important character actor. He's been part of the movie and television industry for decades. Jay, the passing of Ned Beatty.
Yeah, 83 years old. He died in his sleep, surrounded by family at his home, and his manager says that he died 7:30 a.m. Sunday morning of natural causes. 83 years old seems pretty young to be passing of natural causes.
Yeah, right. He's been in all kinds of movies. He was a good guy, and he played a bad guy. I think
most his biggest role was Otis in Superman. He was Lex Luthor's little sidekick buddy. Yeah, he was funny. That was probably his most visible role.
You think? I don't know.
And the one in Deliverance, the squeal like a pig.
I never saw that.
That was his first kind of.
Pretty bad.
But he was a lot of stuff. He'd been on a lot of television shows, episodic shows and stuff. You knew him. If you saw him, you knew who he was. He had 8 children. Wow. And Grant, it's really, he was somebody who was pretty remarkable in the things that he accomplished. So, Ned Beatty, passing away, 28 after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford is advancing technology with state-of-the-art innovations and promoting its mainstream adoption of making Ford state-of-the-art driver assistance hands-free technology standard on certain models or as a relatively affordable option on others. The advanced new driver assist feature will arrive first on the 2021 Ford F-150 and Mustang Mach-E models. The technology will be available the third quarter of 2021 via over-the-air updates. And for more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden and some Western leaders issued a confrontational declaration about Russia and Chinese government behavior on Sunday's closing session of the G7 summit. The group is calling out Beijing over its internal repression, vowing to investigate the pandemic's origins, and shame Moscow for using nerve agents against people and cyber weapons. The Chinese government responded saying, "The days when global decisions were directed by a small group of countries are long gone." End quote. After 12 years and 3 U.S. presidents, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been replaced by the Knesset in a very slim victory. Naftali Bennett will take his place. She's a priest, and when Reverend Pamela Conrad looks into the heavens, she's really looking into the heavens. By night, Conrad moonlights as a research scientist as a member of the tactical operations team for the Mars Perseverance rover mission. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Some very wealthy people from around the world have bid on a trip into space. Winner's been announced. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
More than 7,500 people from 129 countries placed a bid for the online auction that was narrowed down to about 20 high rollers. The auction was the official launch of Blue Origin's New Shepard that'll fly into space July 20th on the 52nd anniversary of a Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin's moon landing. Okay, here's the winning bid.
And that is sold $28 million to number 107.
The $28 million will now be given to Blue Origin's Club for the Future that promotes science and technology to young Americans.
A lost dog has been saved from an icy demise by Russian sailors. Brad Bernards from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau has more.
A lost dog was rescued by Russian sailors on an icy mission. The one-year-old puppy named Aika had wandered off from an Arctic Russian town during a walk and turned up stranded on sea ice about a week later. The crew from an icebreaker ship spotted the dog. The sailors led down a ladder, and Aika made her way up, where the rescuers greeted the pooch with open arms and went to work warming up the pup. The dog was reunited with the owner.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I was thinking of the FDR highway for some reason or other, which I traveled on a little bit. Coming out of New York on Friday. I don't know where that came from, though, because this is the Monday DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan at the ready. So on Friday, mentioning being in New York, I was at the Talkers Annual Convention, which actually is on Long Island. It's hard to get to Hofstra University. Pretty impressive campus, a lot of impressive graduates from all different kinds of fields, law, broadcasting. The youngsters you heard in the studio with me on Friday, the two of them seniors, ready to move on, well prepared. And we talked actually off the air. We had a lot of things to do because it was the day of the week we have to work on the Talkers countdown stuff. So I didn't have as much time with them as I wanted to talk about the things that we were talking about in the last half hour, Jennifer. That is, how well prepared are you? What are you expecting to come? This is not exactly a growth business. So what are you going to do? She wanted to be in management, the young lady that was there. Rebecca, was her name Rebecca? What was her name? Anybody remember?
Rebecca and Connor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Connor was going into the news department. So, but kids that had a realistic overview, and through the course of the day, with the participation of a lot of the youngsters who are there, we learned a lot about how people are being prepared. It's not just about news, it's about sort of behind-the-scenes stuff. And one of the things that caught my eye, or one of the things that we, it actually started with Bill O'Reilly, who was there talking about his, it wasn't really about his books, and it wasn't really about his
daily program. How does he look? Is he still looking the same?
He looks a little gaunt to me. He's looking a little old. He's, for people who have never seen him, he's a tall, very tall guy. But he seemed a little more subdued than I've seen him in the last three or four times that I've seen him at events like this. He looks like he's lost some weight. But he is, Bill O'Reilly is Bill O'Reilly. Never be confused with anybody else. I've thought for long. He started in Boston here as a television anchor, as a reporter a long time ago, about 40 years ago, in fact. And then he moved up through the ranks. Held the position of Inside Edition anchor for a number of years. And then went off sort of on his own toot with Fox, which surprised everybody because nobody really knew what his politics were before he went to Fox, which I also think is interesting comparing his career to what you see now. And everybody, we were talking about it off the air, everybody wanting to make a name for themselves right away because they want to be a star instead of be really in the news business. But he said something that got the crowd thinking, and it was something that I've sort of danced around. But I'm thinking about it more in tandem with some things that are happening locally here in my community. The mayor of Framingham, first mayor, we had a town meeting form of government, but the first mayor 4 years ago, elected, was a black lady, and she's done a horrible job. And because I'm on the steering committee of the person who's running against her, we have a meeting every Sunday night, and we talk about how it is that we approach certain issues and how to, you know, get the most. This fellow who's running against her is a veteran of 40 years in local politics and government, so he's well known and has a strong presence, and people like him. There's not much that you can find. There's no dirt you can find on this guy. So the subject matter came up both Saturday with O'Reilly and last night with this crew that we have a lot of people who want to vote for Charlie, and they're going to vote for him, but they're not going to talk about it. And when you ask them why they want to talk about it, they say they're afraid to talk about this black woman who's the mayor of town. She's nasty, mean, spirited, and she's black, and she's got a lot of connections to black movement, the social justice stuff, or whatever you want to call it. And so O'Reilly spoke to that as well. He said, basically, if you're white, and you want to, and this is one of the things I talked to the kids about off air, in fact, but I didn't know it was going to be as strongly discussed as it was with O'Reilly. Excuse me. The future, at least at the moment, the near-term future for people in radio, if you're white, is almost non-existent. And that's really what O'Reilly said that. And we were, you know, talking about the implications of Black Lives Matter and how afraid people are to speak their mind when it comes to how far it has gone or it is going. The pendulum swinging, you know, there's always an adjustment. There needed to be, and it isn't. I kind of get annoyed when everybody attributes it to the George Floyd thing, but that's really kind of what the straw was that broke the camel's back. It's been a problem for a long time in America and around the world, not just Black Lives Matter, but wherever there are minorities, and in different parts of the world, minorities are, you know, they're described differently. In Japan, for example, white people are the minority, and they're horribly discriminated against. And we all know what's going on in China with the Muslims. You know what's going on in the Middle East. You know where that there are pockets of this sort of thing everywhere. But here in America, if you are white and you are a male, you're in trouble if you're looking for a job in almost any category these days. And my son tells a story about Hollywood, which is more definitive than anything else. My son's been working for 20 years, working in scripts of movies and television shows, cleaning them up. And he's had a number of different opportunities to apply for jobs, excuse me, what they call the writer's room. The writer's room, for those who don't know, is what happens when you see a television show and then the writers. And then there's a support staff. There's usually a group of 6 to 8 people at work, especially if it's a comedy. But if it's a drama, same sort of thing. It's the idea group comes up with, you think these storylines come up and they just drop out of the sky? No, there are a lot of people with different backgrounds that work on writing scripts for television shows and movies. So for the last 4 or 5 years, Brendan's been up for half a dozen jobs, and basically he was told by the people who are hiring that you're a white guy straight, we're not hiring you. And so what impact does that have on the psyche of somebody who's pretty good? Well, he's on his own. He's followed his father's footsteps. And I talked about this, frankly, at the Talker seminar when I was talking about us. I was asked to talk about the DJV program and Jennifer and Victoria and Jay, so I did. And one of the things that came up was why we were an independent organization rather than belonging to one of the big outfits. And I said, frankly, I don't get on with the big companies. Never have and probably never will. And the lady who ran Premier was there, very nice lady, but she's listening to me. And I'm looking at her, and I listen. I'm very upfront. This program doesn't hack it with Premier and Cumulus, and it does great with independent owners and station groups that are smaller, that are looking for an independent voice. But if you look around, hello, you don't have to be a genius to see one of the things the Talkers Convention was talking about, all these people who are the Rush wannabes that want to replace him in that noon to three slot, and how they probably, most of them, you know, who have stars in their eyes, oh, yeah, I'll be the next Rush Limbaugh. Bunk them. You're not going to be the next Rush Limbaugh. There's no Rush Limbaugh. There's not going to be anybody who garners that kind of attention. The only guy who's close to having that many stations is Dave Ramsey, and he's not from that league because that's not what he talks about. To go back to what the main focus here is what O'Reilly said, and, you know, getting around to the power structure that is, most all of these companies are headed by white people. But yet they're saying, or quietly, their actions are speaking for them in who they hire. If you're not a minority, especially black, and there was a kid who spoke to us at lunch, big, tall kid. He works for Fox. He's like 28, 29 years old. I can't remember his name. Represented by a very good friend of mine who's probably listening to the program right now. He lives in Vero Beach, and this is his morning show. I was very impressed by him and how he came across. And the point I guess I'm making, at least in part, is that the people who are qualified are going to make it no matter what the color of their skin, or at least that's the way it used to be. Now, not so much. And so, but listening to O'Reilly say what he did about if you're white, don't bother to apply, and understanding my son's experience, if you're white, don't bother to apply, and then us talking last night about the old white guy who's running against the black woman who's the mayor of town, and if you vote against her and you're a part of the Democratic hierarchy in town, they had their yearly meeting of the Democratic Town Committee yesterday, and that's what sort of spawned it, because Charlie spoke and the mayor spoke, and you know, it's pretty poignant as to what the issues are, and they have nothing to do with color. On the surface, it's whether or not she's capable of doing the job, which she isn't, but yet nobody wants to say that because she's a black woman. And I think that's we're in a bad place, frankly, and I put all of these examples together because I think it's time we kind of put the brakes on. I think there are a lot of injustices, a lot of things that are being done and have been done that are done in the name of being prejudiced. People who white don't like black people, and you see these things that happen all the time. As a matter of fact, a good example of it, the two valedictorians who were named in a Mississippi high school, and then the white parents got upset and they complained about it, and they demanded a recount because they didn't believe the two black kids would be named valedictorian and salutatorian for their high school. So it's very confusing for people coming up to understand what really the right thing to do is. So I throw it to you ladies for comments for a couple of minutes. There's, you know, the examples of these things are getting greater and greater, and instead of helping, I think they're hurting.
Wait, what was the thing in Mississippi? I'm confused. I didn't really get that story.
There are a couple of black students won the high school honors, And they were, one of them is a valedictorian, the other one is salutatorian. That's in West Point, Mississippi. The two were given the award, and the white parents got upset about it because they said two black kids shouldn't be two black kids together winning these awards. And how did they get
awards? I'm sure that's
awards?
Not exactly what they said, right? I mean, they said that there shouldn't be two black kids together.
Well, that's the inference.
Yeah, isn't the valedictorian whoever came top of their class, salutatorian whoever came in number two, regardless of race,
isn't this
gender,
based on their grades? It should just be their merit.
Yeah, yeah, but that's
I
not
think
what
this is. What these parents are claiming.
It is. The parents are claiming that they want a recount. They've demanded a recount of where the votes came from, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know.
Okay. Whatever. I'm sure there's like little incidences that we can all get caught up in the details. But the truth is that when I think it only victimizes people, more people, when we start to have a gross overreaction to whatever we think the country has been capable of. So I think the best thing that we can do if we want to end racism as much as possible in this country, the best thing that we can do is to not victimize our citizens. And I think the idea that a black mayor can't be voted out of office because she's black, to me, victimizes other people. Or, to tell people that they aren't capable of getting an ID card if they have black or brown skin, that victimizes people. I'm all about uplifting people and encouraging people to be the best they can. And I think the way that you do that is by allowing for merit to make people valedictorians or mayors or in your boardroom. I mean, have people who belong there regardless of their skin color on their work, their background, their skills. I mean, I don't think that's
whoever is best qualified, but that's not the reality in the boardrooms of a lot of major corporations. Victoria, you were going to say something?
No, I agree with Jen, but yeah, that's not the reality, and it certainly hasn't been the reality for women either of any race. So to just rely on people and their own their own charitable mindset or however you want to call it, or their own benevolence has not worked. And so I do think that sometimes you have to force a seat at the table, but I also don't.
But
agree.
Then you deserve to be there if you're forced into bringing someone.
I think an opening should be forced. Yeah, and I think whether you say you have to have a certain number of women on the board, certain number of men.
So that would mean one of us would have to lose our job because none of us are of color.
No, I'm saying I'm not talking about color. I'm talking about gender. I'm talking about women here.
Don't think I haven't heard that from. I've had that comment in the last year. There have been some very direct comments made to me about this, the makeup of this program, and why there isn't somebody black on the show. And I said, because there's nobody black that I've come across that fits in the mix.
You're not saying that that you wouldn't hire someone black.
No.
I'm just saying there's
not in the mix.
Yeah.
Right. Right. But nobody's going to force me to do it because I run the show and I'm not going to be forced into anything.
I'm talking about corporate boards, publicly traded companies, huge corporations.
Feeling like they're forced into this. Yeah.
Well, they should be forced into it because they've locked everybody except white men out. These are publicly traded companies.
At what point is there, do we find that people are applying for these jobs or these positions and they aren't really qualified? The only qualification is the color of their skin. It's a dicey road to hoe here, but right now, I'm seeing it all around, and it's very troubling for me. 10 before the hour.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Three after the hour. It's Monday Tech Talk here on the DJV program, brought to you by the intelligence that is represented by Victoria Keelan, who does the research on all of these things, helping you to understand how tech works. So our number one item this week are the bills that are aimed at unwinding these no-good SOBs from Apple and Amazon and Facebook, etc., right?
No,
you don't
want
to leave
true.
Google out of that either. They're worse.
They're
I think they're worse than anybody else, if you can imagine.
Well,
even ranking them in your rank, Victoria, who's the worst and who's the best of the list of the?
In terms of what though? Like, what's the criteria? Well, let's tell the story first. So on Friday, House Democrats introduced 5 new bills meant to essentially chip away at the power of these big tech companies. So they're targeting a variety of practices because each company is so different. So it is hard to kind of, you know, compare them there. It's apples to oranges, really. So the measures are the result of the House Judiciary Committee's historic 16-month-long investigation, which was a bipartisan investigation, by the way, into the business tactics of Apple, Amazon, Facebook, Google, other companies like that. So the new bills that popped up are a direct result of what this investigation found. And if these bills get passed, this will reshape the tech industry as we know it. These are very consequential bills. So the first one would empower the Justice Department or the Federal Trade Commission to break up tech firms by forcing them to sell off parts of their business that could be creating a conflict of interest. Example, Amazon has Amazon Basics. That's a brand. So when you go on to Amazon and you search for a clock, let's say, I know you like clocks. So if you go and you search for a clock, that you find all the other brands that, you know, that make clocks, But you also, at the top of the search results, will see that Amazon Basics makes their own clock. So essentially, you're being pushed to buy the Amazon brand rather than allow competition. And that's a huge problem. A lot of people have an issue with Amazon Basics. So another of the bills would actually bar companies from giving their own services preference over their rivals. Now, this is where Google comes in. Google boosts their own products in search results over competitors, very similar to what Amazon does. The third bill is going to block companies like Facebook from buying up up-and-coming competitors the way they did in 2012 with Instagram. So now, Facebook has owned Instagram since 2012, and it essentially blocked them as a competitor. And then the last two bills, less controversial. Last week, the Senate already had passed a measure put out by Senator Amy Klobuchar that would boost merger filing fees for larger companies, giving antitrust enforcers more money to take on cases. Another bill mirroring that legislation was introduced last week, and the last bill would force platforms to make the data that they collect interoperable in order to make it easier for users to jump from one service to another so no one can kind of hold you hostage. So these seem to have a lot of bipartisan support, all of these bills, and so we'll see where it goes. Now they're all going to move on to the Senate.
All right. So there it is, and something that's in your interest. Certainly having as much power and concentration of power as they do, not in your best interest under any circumstance. Okay, we're going to find out what you can get free in a moment here as we understand what's going on in the world of technology.
Are you experiencing financial hardship and finding yourself pressured of owing the IRS back taxes? The experienced professionals at Allied Tax Relief can relieve you from IRS collections. Most importantly, negotiate your tax debt. Here's Marie, a pleased client of Allied Tax Relief.
My hours were cut in half at work, and the IRS was threatening to collect $27,000 I owed them. I contacted Allied Tax Relief for help. They were able to put a stop to the IRS collections. Once they negotiated my debt, I walked away paying only $700 to the IRS.
Especially during these times of need, Allied Tax Relief is able to negotiate various Fresh Start programs to relieve you of your IRS tax debt. Call Allied Tax Relief now, 800-755-1028, for a free consultation. Use this pandemic situation to your advantage. Now is the best time to get IRS forgiveness. Call today, 800-755-1028. This call could save you thousands. That's 800-755-1028, 800-755-1028.
All right, so what are we going to get free here, Victoria?
Well, we love free stuff, and Paramount Plus, which is the streaming service that used to be called CBS All Access, they are now offering a free 30-day trial. This is the longest trial that they've ever done without charging you. And so you'll get Paramount Plus, actually. I've been using it more and more now. There's a lot of good stuff. It's all of the CBS, BET, Comedy Central, MTV, Nickelodeon, Smithsonian. All of that stuff is, all the CBS Viacom. So you'll get 30 days, and then after that, you can get they have a new cheaper plan that's only $5 a month. You'll have to sit through some ads, but everybody's used to that now.
Yeah.
And so that's really not bad. So all you have to do is use the promo code MOVIES, and you'll get your 30 days free. Offer ends July 1st, so do it now.
All right. Sounds like a good idea. That's where you find the good fight, which I think is a great show. Thank you, Victoria. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here on the DJV program, 59 past the hour.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.